good side of a city till I hit the ride on the Rentable Queen. Big wheel keep on turning, primary keep on burning.
Welcome back to Saturday Splash on 94.5 WGTK The Answer with Lynn and Maddie from the Greenville County Soil and Water Conservation District. We are going to talk now about stormwater. So, Maddie, what is stormwater?
Stormwater. Any guesses? Water from a storm.
What?
Yeah, it's any water that falls from the sky, any kind of precipitation, whether that's rain, sleet, snow, hail, fog. If it's wet and it comes from the sky, it is stormwater. So stormwater is very important, especially if you like clean drinking water. So stormwater, when it hits the land, it picks up pollutants, whether that is dog poop, oil, sediment, yard debris, and we'll discuss all of this in this segment. But if it picks up pollutants and it puts it into the river, those pollutants can, I mean, it makes the water dirty. It pollutes the water. Some of those pollutants are easier to remove than others, but overall, the more pollution that we put into the water, the more money, energy, time that we have to use getting it out of the water.
Which is a waste. So we don't want to do that. We don't want dirty drinking water. So that's something, because stormwater, the thing about it is when it rains, some of that water will soak right into the ground. And before that goes either into the rivers, lakes, and streams, or goes into our groundwater, it gets naturally filtered by the soil, the sediment, you know, everything that it's going through. It actually naturally filters it. But when it rains really hard, I know that y'all have seen, you know, sheeting of water when it rains really hard, and we have so much asphalt here in Greenville.
And in any urban area.
Yeah.
I mean, look around you, the concrete, the roads you drive on, the sidewalks, even the rooftops of all the buildings. Think about how much impervious or impenetrable surface we have here in Greenville and really in any urban developed area.
Yeah, because water doesn't soak into concrete.
No, it doesn't.
That's the important thing. It just runs off and it picks up anything that can go that is on the concrete, including children's toys. We don't talk about toys as pollution, but, you know, they disappear sometimes. It's litter. Yeah.
It's trash. So cars. We had a car in the big floods October of 2016. We had a car end up in the storm drain.
Well, it's true. We try to educate people on what to keep out of the storm drains. And P.S., that's everything but water.
Right.
Just in case we were going to quiz you later. So
there's a good phrase, only rain in the drain. So storm drains, you've probably seen them in your neighborhood or in parking lots or downtown. They're those drains that whenever it rains, all of the water rushes down those drains. Those drains in Greenville County, they go straight into our local waterways. That might be the Reedy River, the Saluda River. They get dumped right into the water. So
a lot of people say that, oh, well, that's going into the sewer, so that's going to the treatment plant. But that is not correct here in Greenville County. They go right into our waterways. And so we always try to teach people what to keep out of the storm drains. And we truly did not think that cars would be something that you had to teach people to keep out of the storm drains. But unfortunately, somebody got caught in a flash flood and their car went right in the storm drain. So
bad for water.
Bad for water. Mm-hmm. Bad for the person who owned the car. That's for sure. You didn't want that. But other things that can pollute our waters, Maddie, you mentioned yard waste. And why can yard waste be an issue?
This is a big one. So whenever you're out doing your yard work, whether you're mowing the grass or raking the leaves, you pile all of that up. And depending on what municipality you live in, maybe you put it to the curb, maybe you put it in a bag, maybe you compost it. That's great. But yard waste, things like, we'll use grass as our example. That is a living organism, right? Or it once was until you mowed it on down. But that organism, it lives, it grows, it dies, as all living things do. I mean, as it dies, it decomposes. So let's say you just mowed your lawn and you put your grass out to the curb and a rainy day comes and brings all that grass down the storm drain and into the river. Well, as that grass is dying and decomposing, that chemical reaction uses up oxygen. That means there is less oxygen available in the water for the aquatic animals that use oxygen to breathe. So
no,
things like fish,
help me. Crayfish.
Yeah,
And the other thing that it can do is it adds nutrients to the water as it decomposes. So one of the things you may have seen in the news recently, that Florida is having a big problem down there. They have a blue-green algae bloom down there going on right now. And it shut down beaches in three counties on Florida's East Coast, Palm Beach, Martin County, and another one. Anyway, three counties down there. And what happened is that Florida has a big lake in the center of the state. It's Lake Okeechobee. And there's a lot of agriculture and farming around this lake. And they have some flooding issues. So what the Army Corps of Engineers does to mitigate flooding issues is they let water out of the lake and it goes out through canals and it goes into the ocean eventually. So what happened in this case is that they had an excess of phosphorus and nitrogen, which is caused by farm waste, but also by chemicals, fertilizers, and things like that. And that started an algae bloom in the lake. And when the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers let the water out of the lake, drain the water so that they wouldn't get flooding, all of that algae went out and it made its way through the canals and it made its way into the ocean. And now people, they're wearing respirator masks in Palm Beach County down there, some of them who have lakefront or have waterfront property, because of this big giant algae bloom. They said it's big, it's mucky, and the problem is they're having a hard time because killing the algae can indeed cause more toxins to be released, which is very, very bad. You may remember that we had an algae bloom in Lake Greenwood in 1999 here in the upstate, and they tried and tried and tried to get rid of that algae bloom. And finally, what killed it was winter.
Ah, thank you, winter.
Yeah, thank you, winter. The cold weather was good. Now, Florida doesn't have that, so they're really working hard to come up with solutions. But the root cause of this is, they're saying, is man-made. With all the farming and the pesticides and herbicides and everything that they do sugar farming down there. So everything that makes that sugar grow has caused problems. But that can happen here in our lakes and streams from yard waste and from excess nitrogen.
And algae? Oh, algae, that doesn't sound scary, right? Well, at high levels, algae can affect the gastrointestinal tract, the liver, the nervous system, the skin, and the smell is terrible. That's why they are rocking those respirators down in Florida. They can't stand the smell of it. So never mind trying to drink it.
Ugh.
Can you imagine?
And those people who have boats down there that are just covered in this thick, green,
ooh, recreationally, gross goop. Algae? Have y'all ever been in the lake and you step on the bottom and you get all the algae in your toes? Oh, God, it makes me uncomfortable even thinking about it.
Squishy.
I don't like it.
Ew.
You could slip, you could fall, you could break a head. So bad for the environment, bad for the air, bad for the water, bad for my head and my feet.
So clean up your yard waste so you don't break your head.
Yeah.
I think that's a really good statement.
Yeah.
There. Yeah.
You have clean up your yard waste or you'll break your head. Yeah.
Let's go with that.
I like it.
It's a new campaign.
I like it. So we'll be talking more about yard waste as our show goes on, especially when we get into the fall seasons, when you're raking up all your leaves and putting them in piles. So what you can do to try to avoid this, some municipalities have you bag your waste. That's a really good way to keep it out of the storm drain. It's sitting in a bag. It's not going anywhere. But if you live in, I think, Greenville City, they come and suck it up with a big truck. So if you need to do your yard work, you need to know when your green waste, your yard waste pickup is. And you want to do your yard work as close to the pickup date as you can. That way, it's not sitting on the curb for long periods of time. And if you know that a rainstorm is coming, maybe hold off until the rain is over to do the yard work.
Yeah, because you know what happens. You put the yard waste, you put your lawn clippings and your leaves and stuff out on the curb, and it pours, and all of that goes into the storm drain. And it seems like it always happens. You know, when you're ready to do something, somebody else says, no, let's have some rain.
Mm-hmm. And it also clogs up your storm drains. In my neighborhood, our drains are full of leaves. So whenever it does rain, there's nowhere for the water to go. We just flood.
Yeah, that's true. That's a big concern. And if you want to keep water out of your neighborhood, flooding is a big concern. So we'll keep that. We'll keep yard waste out of the storm drains. And also, you know, just as a little aside, if you're doing, you know, in the summertime, if you're fertilizing your lawn or you're using, you're trying to get rid of some nasty pests, go easy on that. Don't fertilize right before it rains, because once again, it's not going to do your lawn any good. What's going to happen is it's going to run right into our rivers, lakes, and streams, which is trouble.
That's true. Another thing associated with all this yard waste is what you put on it. So maybe you spray some pesticides, some herbicides, or some fertilizers. Well, guess what? That stuff's getting washed down the drain too. Now, of course, we understand the need. If you need to use a pesticide, kill some bugs, an herbicide, kill some weeds, it's got its time and its place, but it needs to be used with the correct amount. Because there's only so much killing that it can do before it just doesn't, it becomes ineffective, and it just sits there until it gets washed with this yard waste down the drain. Y'all, that stuff is poison. You think it kills just the plants, just the weeds, just the insects? There's more.
And we'll learn more about that on future episodes. We'll bring guests in. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Saturday Splash. We have one more segment. We're going to talk about beer. So thanks for tuning in. 94.5 WGTK, The Answer.